Thank you.
And we're after the informal interviews.
Real quick, Mr. Chair, members of the board, let's confirm who we have on virtually. So do we have Chase?
Chase is here.
Thank you, Chase. Nick?
Goodman's present, yes.
Okay, Nick, thank you. And Trista?
I am here.
Thank you, Trista. And did I hear Marshall joined us as well?
Hey, I did. Marshall's here.
Good morning, Marshall.
For a limited time.
Thank you, guys. All right, let's move on up to the informal and I'll read the scripts, get started on that, and then we'll get through this group. All right, it is now 10 a.m. on January the 17th, 2025. I'm going to change script. This time and place scheduled for the board's review of cases scheduled for informal interview pursuant to ARS 32573. My name is Board Chairman Gary Begley. The other board members will now introduce themselves, indicate whether they are public or a professional member. Brandy, would you like to start?
Sure, Brandy Flores, public member.
Brandon McFadden, professional barber.
Is the motion for a professional member?
Guys online.
Marshall Knox, professional member.
Chase Tarrantine, public member.
Nick Goodman, public member.
Trista Guzman Glover, public member.
Thank you all. Also present, the board's executive director Frank Pagali and the board's attorney Jeannie Galvin from the Arizona Attorney General's Office. When your case is called, unmute your phone by pressing star six. Please be aware that we have read all the materials submitted. In order to give everyone the same opportunity to address the board, we ask those people not to take time repeating information that the board has already received. You and your legal counsel, if applicable, collectively will be given time to address the board equal to the time it took to present the investigative report, or 5 minutes, whichever is greater. The board has a civility policy, and we request that all participants conduct themselves in a professional manner. Once the board concludes this discussion with the parties, it will move into deliberations. While the parties are free to stay and listen to the deliberations, we ask that you respect the fact that we are now discussing the case amongst ourselves and request you not interrupt that process. At this time, I'd like to swear in staff members who will be testifying today, the following compliance team members. Please stand and raise your right hand. I'm missing a couple names there. You can prompt me.
Yeah.
Rose Rodriguez, Helen Burlock, Bordoin, Lisa Chavez, Alexander Hill, Kathy Bergeron.
I don't think they need to be sworn in because they're not testifying. They're just watching.
They don't have any cases this morning.
Oh, no case. Well, lucky you guys. Do you swear or affirm the testimony that you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, the whole thing.
I do, Helen Bordoin.
I do, Alexander Hill. I do, Lisa Chavez.
I do, Kathy Bergeron.
Nicely done. We'll get you guys next. Before we begin, I want to advise everyone this proceeding is being recorded. Accordingly, it is important that everyone speaks loudly and clearly, and that only one person speaks at a time. To ensure we have an accurate record, please state your name each time before speaking. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case and to decide the outcome. The licensees have received a notice informing them of the matters to be discussed today, the process for the informal interview, and the possible actions the board may take. All right. So we'll start through with our first phase. It's case 2024-00605. Inyos, am I pronouncing that right? Inyos Barber College, BBC, VC 065. Inyos Barber Academy, LLC is the owner. Gladys Inyos Herrera, VARI, that's 004840 is the member. Are you there? Please come forward. Hello. We'll have you over here. And before we start, do you swear or affirm, right hand up, that testimony you give today be the truth and the whole truth? And then state your name. There you go. How do you pronounce your name? Inoho?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, were you able to sign the LLC adaptation form before you came in this morning?
The LLC?
Yeah, the form.
This is just about legal counsel, but you have to have legal counsel. Because Arizona State law says the corporation has to have legal counsel, but you can accept their responsibilities.
Just give me one second.
The way this will proceed, they'll have our investigator present the case, we'll ask questions, we come back to you and ask you questions. The board may ask you questions, and then we'll go into deliberation.
Okay.
Let's try to say, well, be good.
Ms. Inoho, are you an officer, partner, member, manager, or employee of the entity? Okay. Has the entity specifically authorized you to represent it at this meeting? Representing the entity is not your sole job, is it?
No.
Okay. And you are not receiving a separate or additional compensation for being here today?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, by verbal acclamation, we can say we have the signed LLC adaptation.
Okay. Right. So we'll start with the presentation. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley and members of the board. My name is Kathy Bertram. On May 31st, 2024, I conducted an inspection of Gino Barber College. I spoke with Slatter and you, Herrera. During the inspection, I identified the following inactive pool established number BBC BC065 expired June 30th of 2023. 11 months, and it was not closed. The school's license expired before the licensing system was implemented, so the issue was unrelated to the system itself. I found no sanitation issues. I verified the Hinyu Barber College establishment license number BBC BC065 in the board database and confirmed that it was renewed on September 27th, 2024. Which is 4 months prior to the inspection date. The establishment license is valid until June 30th, 2025. I provided the licensee with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to do that.
Okay. Do we have any questions from the board? How's our investigation? Okay. The seniors, can you tell us about this? How do we get into this situation?
Well, I don't know. I just renew my license and I paid for it. I got the receipt, which is what she got. But she said I have to have a license, which I never got the license. It was bringing, you know, all the like, changes that were happening on the page, the new page, and all that. So I called the office several times, so I can get the license because I paid for it. But I never received the actual license, so I decided.
Oh, that's what that references.
Yeah.
You put your receipts from ordering it. Okay.
It's just that I don't have any other.
Okay. And that receipt that was up there was over the period that we were talking about. I mean, that was what you had paid for.
Every year.
Okay. All right. Questions about this?
It sounds like so your license theoretically should not have been expired because you did pay.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, it had not gone through, and if you just posted the receipt. Okay. That was when I was reading in the inspection findings. It said if the license was renewed in September, when the inspection was in May, which is sort of a 4 month roughly gap. I don't even know, could be more, but I managed on the math wrong there. So I was wondering what happened in between that time. Were you working with staff?
Different people about it, and it, which I understood that they were going through a process of all the new changes and, you know, new things going on. So I later decided to go down with it, and I had a run for it in my paperwork. But I did not want to bother at the daily meeting, and I would give up.
Would you mind sharing the date of the receipt? Like what receipt is it dated, just so we have an idea?
November 2024. And you know, you have. It's, it should be, I was 2023. So I have 2023 and 2024, I'm not. And it doesn't say specify exactly the date.
Okay, so one of the receipts says your license would expire in 24.
Okay. The last time that I renew my license, I was talking to the staff, and I was like, I need somebody to help me get my license, because I don't want to get in trouble again. I thought it was okay to just had the receipt. I already paid for it, but I'm not knowing if I'm gonna want to get in trouble, so I need my permission to get in today's sentence.
Okay. I see that the new license expires in June 30th. It serves on a June 30th cycle. Is that what? Okay. So the one that was there in 24 would have been good until June 30th of 24. Is that? Would you understand by looking at the paperwork?
She had a receipt.
The receipt, yeah.
Both, and it was written over on the 20th, that's 22, but it was crossed up and it said 73.
Oh, so it wasn't a new receipt?
No.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, we were going to try to figure that out. The parent receipt was not newly issued. Okay.
But you know, that's when it gets passed out right there. It's when I shoot to the window and they gave me, and they crushed it. Nobody else, they crushed it and they say, this is something that I don't know what's happening at the time, but then. But I changed the window and told them to do it, which they were able to come and renew the license.
Okay, well, you guys are seeing the paper. Based on what you have in the paper, do you believe you had continuous license coverage throughout this period?
Hello.
I know that this is only the receipt, or I have to just go on to that until they send me the license on my email. At the time, I didn't give it.
Sure.
I can say, for perspective, from a date standpoint, just surely date standpoint, the barber window closed June 30th of 2022.
Okay.
So if we're talking about license, I didn't quite, I'm sorry, Ms. Bergeron, I didn't catch the date when you conducted the inspection. May of 24.
What time goes by that?
So even, and again, had she, I believe her that she came to the window in at some point in 22. And if she paid for her license, that would have only been for the 22-23. So July 1st of 22 to June 30th of 23. And this inspection occurred in May of 24.
Okay.
And then we did receive a payment September 27th of 24. Which was for the 23-24 license year. And then we received the payment September 27th for the 24-25 year, is what I'm showing in the licensing system.
Okay. All right.
And I tell that up, it's a good luck, but you know, it's not saying that it wasn't my fault.
You paid extra fees.
There are associated late fees for renewing after the expiration date.
Yeah, okay. I figured out, but in the inspection of the facility, it was clean and good, and everything's good. We're great. Good job.
That I feel getting to know that you take them.
Yeah. I can do that.
And again, for transparency sake, he does currently have an active license through June 30th of 2025. That was page four. September 27th of 2024.
Right, we likely have this gap. But on the other hand, she's doing a good job and the school's clean. Production looks really great. Any other questions? Anything else we want to talk about?
I'm curious to know how long you've been in business.
For about 15 years.
Files, no history.
This is a situation, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, where we need to adopt findings of facts and conclusions of law. Are we able to make a motion without doing so, or?
You would need to make findings.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion to accept the findings of fact and conclusions of law in case number 2024-00605. In Navajo Harbor College, number BBC, BC065.
Okay.
A second.
Motion second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, so we agree this happened. That's all we're doing. All right, now, do we have any history?
No history.
No history. 15 years of operation, no history. She's a magician.
Mr. Chairman, I'd love to make a motion if possible. So for case number 2024-00605, I'd make a motion to put forward a disciplinary letter of concern. Not a bit.
Okay, with that, not second that.
And that would, I'm sorry, that would include the violations that are noted in the investigative report. Correct. Thank you.
So we have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we got scrambled up a little bit. COVID happened, everything in the world happened. We were all nuts for a long time. We'll probably still are. But now we don't think we are. So we're going to give you a disciplinary letter that just says, we want you to keep an eye on this, make sure you stay consistent like you have. We really appreciate you've done such a good job for your school. 15 years without anything, and I'm amazing. Really good. Can't say that for myself. So thank you. That's it. There will be no fine. Just to let, okay? And you'll get a letter about this from the board that says, you'll get a letter from us. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for being your staff.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I wanted to just clarify one thing real quick for clarity. So when the board asked for history, we are providing 3 years of history.
Yes.
So it wouldn't, it's not 15 years.
Okay.
To clarify.
For me. All right, our next case is case number 2024-00687, Merrill Cohan, license 1940289. Star Sticks, if you're on the phone. Stand up if you're here. All right, hearing no response. I move the case number 2024-00687. Move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come into compliance before that.
Mr. Chairman, I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, that goes up. Next case up is 2024-01103. Lucia, Lucilla, Capato, 1940140. Star Sticks, you're on the phone. Ah, there you are. Hello, how are you?
Good.
Hello. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you have to be truthful, the whole truth? Yes. Then state your name.
My name is Lucila Capato.
Lucila Capato, you say so much better than I do. Please have a seat.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello.
morning again.
Good morning, Ms. Bagley, and members of the board. My name is Kathy Burrell. On May 21st, 2023, the board office received Dr. Heard prepared a complaint on behalf of his daughter alleging grade level ACA located at 515 North Dyzer Road, 102 in Litchfield Park, Arizona, receiving a haircut service that was about the same Lucila Capetto, who cut his daughter's ear on May 15th, 2024. No blood spill procedure was performed. He immediately took his daughter to the emergency room where she received stitches in her ear. He called the establishment along with the franchise owner, and they were not responding to their call. On November 15th, 2024, during a board meeting, the board made a motion to open a complaint against the license for incompetent malpractice, reference number 2024-00558. On November 19th, 2024, board administrator me, I did a follow-up interview with the licensed pathologist, Lucia Cruzetto, who performed the service at Great Cliffs located at 516 North Dyzer, Litchfield, Arizona. In response to the online complaints during the interview, Ms. Capetto explained that the little girl was moving around during the haircut. Ms. Capetto tried to make her sit still while the girl's father, who was giving a haircut, got up from his chair and instructed the child to remain still so Ms. Capetto could finish the service. Towards the end of the haircut, the little girl moved again, and Ms. Capetto nipped her ears. Ms. Capetto immediately escorted the little girl to the first aid kit, followed proper procedure, and advised the father to take his daughter to a doctor. Ms. Capetto then called her district manager, Ms. Hirsch, to report the incident. Ms. Hirsch instructed her to complete an accident and injury report. You will see a photograph attached to this report. I provided the license with an affidavit to fill out and send back to the office. Yeah, especially about having insurance.
Yeah, can I be able to explain the situation? I'm daughter. I'm Ahana's dad here on the call.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I believe that the complainant who is during the call.
Oh, this is the father.
Yeah, the father of the.
Is that who you are?
Yes, sir? I'm father of Ahana. Yes.
All right. Well, let me swear you in before we have any comments from you, and then we'll work you towards that. All right. Do you swear or affirm that any testimony you gave me the truth and the whole truth? Sir?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Can you repeat that, please?
Okay. Yes. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give today will be the truth and the whole truth? And then state your name, please.
Yes, I swear whatever I say, it'll be the truth. And my name is Sankeet Kopanaguri.
Okay. We'll come back to you with questions in a moment. Okay, sir?
Yes, sure. Sir.
Right. Do we have any questions for our investigator? Okay. All right. So now we'll come to you, please. So is there more information that you would like to Ms. Capetto?
Well, the notes that I have was the accident severity, and I have the paper that I get the injury report from the company I work, and here I don't know if you guys read all
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know if you guys have any questions for me.
That was really where I was. We've read that, and I was just wondering if there are any additional information that you'd like to give us. Is there anything?
No, I've been doing her for 30 years. And can I read one of my thoughts?
If you'd like.
Yeah. And I have a license cosmetology for over 30 years, and currently in Great Cliffs. Through my career, I have maintained my professional record with no prior company or individual injury to climb. I was confined to the little girl there. I'm a mother of four children, and I have six grandkids, and I've been doing my family and my clients, and I never thought of it. This incident, I'm really sorry what happened. I did the what happened. I tried my best to follow the rules of the board. The thing that I cut the little girl, Nick Barron, the ear, I take it to the back. And I did the first aid. I follow it. The parents and my co-worker follow me to the bathroom. We're all located so we can do if we have any injury to follow. And the parent, it was, he was very stressed, and he was, you know, speaking well. And I mean, and I say to him that I cannot stop the bleeding. I put Band-Aid, and I put a little bit of the nose cream that we have on the lung. And that it will not stop the bleeding. I think I need him to take the daughter to the hospital. He wants me to go with him. And I said, no, sir, I'm sorry, I cannot be from my work. And so she took her daughter. And right away, I called my manager and the owner of the lung. And they we have a record and everything, all the phone numbers of the client. So they say that, don't worry, just fill out the form and they will take care of it, and they will call the parent to find out what happened. And so I have my manager give me the dismiss of the case that they have from the great clip. And I'm here to respond and be responsible for that.
Board, have any questions for her?
The case was dismissed against Great Clips. The establishment license reopened in the licensee's name. That's so when she talks about the dismissal from Great Clips, that's okay. Why.
Can I speak keywords?
We're at that stage. I was just looking at how to pronounce your name so I could ask you if you have additional information you'd like to provide.
Yes, sir. Sure. Thanks for the opportunity. So I'm hearing what Katie said when she interviewed, but I wanted to add a few points here, jury. So when I was getting haircut on the other chair, I am totally monitoring my daughter. She is not new to the haircut, and she is not moving at all. Okay, that is perfect. And when the deep cut was happened, okay, and I understand, like Mr. Lady there, she accepted that she did it. But when that happened, she would have stopped the haircut, and she would have, you know, like taken care, like basically, like when the blood came, she would have stopped the haircut and should have showed fine, you know, like something would happen. But I am watching from the mirror, the opposite side. She even after the deep cut, she was like continuing the haircut, thinking that it is just a small minor blood, and she was kind of trying to fix it, and she is continuing the haircut. I literally noticed that with my eye, and I swear that's what she did. And like, and she's continuing the haircut, and she was mentioning about the first aid. Okay, we went to the first aid, but in the first aid, like without my permission, she put the band-aid on top of the chopped ear. Like if that actually created a problem to get more, you know, like more stitches when we went to the urgent care and the emergency care. We shouldn't have put the band-aid. So that was like wrong first aid was done. And the other thing to add, she mentioned that her manager Trist have called. When this incident happened, jury, I have asked her to provide your manager's name so that we would like to speak to her. And they objected, saying that we cannot give the contact of the Trist. And they objected that after that, you know, like we tried to reach out to the customer care quite some time. After 4-5 hours, then Tristav called us. After the incident occurred, after 3 to 4 hours, then the Tristav called us saying that, okay, this thing happened, we'll take it. But when at the moment when it happened, when we asked about her management contact or anything, no one gave us any details. So this is what happened. I wanted to add this information.
Okay. All right. Does anyone in the board have questions for Tyler?
No. How old is the little girl?
How old is she?
She's 3 years. She's 3 years.
Six?
She's 3 years. 3 years, Shuri. 3 years.
3 years. Oh, 3 years.
Yes.
Okay. And how is she doing now?
She got the pictures, and then, you know, we are in talks with the like basically the plastic surgeon, whether, you know, do we get the plastic surgeon needed or not. So we are having the following appointments with them. So, but yeah, she's doing fine, but that mark is still there. It is totally visible, Jury.
All right, well, we're just concerned for her. Okay.
This is Goodman. I do have a question for the licensee. For the licensee, have you in any other time cut a client on the ear or otherwise, as far as one of their to cause blood?
No, sir. This is the first time that happened to me.
Thank you.
Did you hear it, Nick?
I did. Thank you.
All right, any other questions for anybody before we go into deliberations? All right, so we'll begin to deliberate about this now. So the board will talk amongst itself and we'll come up with a really, so thoughts, questions, whatever.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I'm looking at the alleged violation, and if I don't want to accept findings of fact and conclusions of law unless I understand. I see one of them is the infection control / safety standard. That's even a rule. And it sounds like first aid was administered. But I did note in the comments that, or in the actual investigation report for the complaint, that there was no blood spill procedure, I think it says. So I'm wondering, sounds like first aid was administered. But blood still
there was a blood cell. Sure. There was a huge blood cell.
Sure. At this point, we're in deliberations. We'll come back to you if we have a question for you.
Sure. Sorry.
Okay, so you were saying.
Yeah, was there a blood spill kit procedure performed?
They have to.
In first aid?
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, Member Flores, if you scroll down to toward the end of that, what was substantiated. So the complainant alleged, and then what was substantiated, are two different things in this situation here.
Got it. Alleged and substantiated. I'm sure. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I would like it. This is a longer report, so yeah. It was down much further than usual.
That's helpful. Right.
Well, I think we're looking for a question of incompetence of malpractice, and just to that point, do you have an opinion about that?
I prefer to make the motion to dismiss.
Are you doing that? Are you doing that? Yeah,
I mostly just.
I know you're speaking up on it here.
I feel it happened. You know, I don't think any violation. I think everything was done up. It's a horrible thing but I think everything was done up that should have been in the case of an accident.
Okay. We have a motion.
Yeah,
we have
this done? Is. This is Goodman. I second and have a comment. You know, I've myself had my ear cut. Doesn't sound as severe, but I've had my ear cut at a barber or a salon. And you know, similar kind of thing. I was old. You know, I was a grown up, and so I think sadly this is one of the risks of getting our hair cut. And it's too bad that it's happened, but I don't think that the licensee did anything wrong or that we know of anything that she did wrong.
Okay. Do we have a motion and a second? Do we have additional comments?
I just had one comment is, a dismissed would mean no record of the case anywhere in a file, and I think it would be pertinent to at least have even a non-disciplinary letter of concern to mark the occasion should there be a recurrence in the future. So I'd be hesitant to pursue the not necessarily discipline, but some notation.
Good about that. Going to continue forward in your motion.
I would prefer. I hear you. Okay.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Okay. By majority, we dismiss this case. So. Not that we don't think it was a terrible thing, not that we don't think all kinds of things, but that's how we feel about there was no malpractice. So you'll get a letter in the mail regarding this that'll say that. Okay, thank you for coming in. All right, that brings us up to the B section of our agenda.
Step 2B, this is Rosa Rodriguez, Compliance Administrator. The following respondent will be attending in person or virtually. Number 1 and number 2 negotiated. Number 3 will be attending. 4 attending. 5 attending. 6 attending. Number 7 is unresolved. And number 8 continued.
Okay. Then let's move to number 3.
Mr. Chair and members of the board, if I could real quick, Deputy Director Shepherd, just a point of clarification, and we did clarify on our own statutes and rules. Technically, there is no non-disciplinary letter of concern. There is only a disciplinary letter of concern.
Really? There just used to be a non-disciplinary.
I think we use that terminology incorrectly.
Oh, it's no.
Okay.
Thank
only
you.
For 20 or 30 years.
That's
unfortunate.
We caught on. So, just as a point of clarification.
That's helpful.
All right. First time any of us do that. Thank you for educating us. It's a big day for education around here. All right. Let's go. We have to finish. Case number 2024-00435. Is the what?
Yes, hi, I'm present. I'm present, thank you.
Say your last name.
It's the word T-W-A-S.
All right, I'm still not going to get it, but thank you.
Okay.
Case number 11502058. I'm glad you're here. So, let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you have today will be the truth, the whole truth? And then state your name
yes.
again.
And my name is Issa Tiwade.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll do the same thing. We'll start with our investigator and we'll hear from her and then we'll come back to you and ask you a question.
All right.
Good morning, Chairman Bentley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On May 23rd, 2024, I conducted an investigation of Winter Willow Beauty LLC and spoke with owner Tawade about the complaint. The complaint was about it being unlicensed established. I informed JC Tawade that an inspection would be conducted and found the following violation. I verified the establishment name on the board's database and determined that it was an unlicensed establishment. Due to there was no licensed establishment under the name Winter Willow Beauty LLC in the date. This salon offers unregulated services and regulated services, flash lift, flash tint, brow lamination, and facial wax. She read something about needing an establishment license on the board's social media page. I provided the respondent with the inspection report and educated the respondent on where to find the salon application and how to fill it out before leaving. On June 10, 2024, a cosmetology establishment application was approved for Winter Willow Beauty. The that does not expire until June 10th of 2025. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
The facility itself?
She was clean. She showed me the actual, is the eyelash training facility. So it was good for eyelashes. So she showed me a whole, like, training area as well.
Okay, so really the whole issue was.
She wasn't licensed to do the other service.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, any questions for our investigator?
Yeah, when you say she wasn't licensed, it was, she just, it was the adoption license, correct?
That is correct. She doesn't have a exam.
She does a cops and policy license.
Yeah.
Okay. Tuati? You have additional?
Yeah, I wrote a little blurb about what happened. I'm just going to go ahead and read it, if that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I became aware of needing an establishment license 1 week prior to State Board visiting my studio. While there, I explained to Lisa Chavez that I had seen a post on Facebook about needing to have an establishment license, and I went immediately online and started the application, and this was prior to her visit. I was having a lot of problems figuring out how to complete it. There was quite a few steps that were very confusing. So when she came into the studio after she did her inspection, we sat down together, and she was amazing, by the way. I just want to put that out there. She talked me through step by step on how to complete the application, and I was able to complete it within, you know, a few minutes after she left, and I'm very grateful for that. So I did apply the same day, paid, submitted everything. I've always been in compliance, all rules, State Board regulations, everything. I have every single license known to man that could be possibly something that I need for my establishment. I just never knew about an actual establishment license until I saw that post on Facebook. So I guess somebody had, somebody that I don't even know, had reported that I didn't have an establishment license, I believe, about 2 months prior to the visit. And that was the first of my knowledge of it, but I did take care of it as quickly as possible, and here we are.
More questions?
May I ask how long you've had your establishment?
Yes, I've had multiple different locations, but I have been a licensed cosmetologist for, I believe, 13 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions for anyone? So I'm glad you found it on Facebook. I appreciate that we're doing so much better on our Facebook than we ever did in the past. It's actually useful now, which is a giant jump from where we were.
Agreed.
You know, maybe if you felt like it. Do we have any other thoughts on this? Let's deliberate and go put this away somewhere.
Mr. Member Flores, I would move to adopt a findings of fact and conclusions of law on case number 2024-00435. And second?
Motion second, all in favor, say aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right, so we agree this happened. Now we're going to, do we have history?
No history.
No history. Uh-oh, she's been good.
With that in mind, I would make a motion to issue a disciplinary letter of concern in case 2024-00435.
Related to the like.
Related to the violation of bond on life establishment.
Okay.
Just one other second.
The motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 You opposed?
No.
No.
All right, so by majority, we're going to issue you a letter acknowledging this happened. There'll be no fine involved. We appreciate that you're good at what you do. We appreciate your kind words for Ms. Chavez, because we think she's magical also. And that's it. You'll get a letter in the mail.
All right, thank you very much.
That's a good job.
Thank you.
Our next case is case number 2024-00519. Rida Al Maliki, VAR 0011768. Star six, if you're on the line. Case number 00519. Rida Al Maliki. I hear no response. I'm losing the case number 2024-00519. Move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come into compliance before that. So a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Take care of that case. Next seat up is case number 2024-00608. NYC Barbershop, EBE. 00171. David.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. It's not a little bit more.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well.
You look very familiar to me.
You swear or affirm the testimony you give today will be the truth and the whole truth? Nothing but the truth. Oh, help me God.
And your name is?
David O'Leary.
You're really good at what you do. Thank you. So we'll have our investigator review the case and we'll figure out how we got into this horrible mess.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Horrible mess or not. I'm glad I get to be here.
Appreciate seeing you. Ms. Shepherds.
I'm going to go through it as I did before and then add. Good morning, Chairman Begley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On April 4th, 2024, I inspected New York City NYC Barbershop in Phoenix, Arizona. And I spoke with Barbara Rosa Ali. During the inspection, I identified the following license violation. I confirmed to the board's database the establishment license number BBE 000171 had expired on June 30th, 2021. This establishment license has been inactive for 3 years at the time of the inspection. I found no self-sanitation violation. I provided Rosa Alive with an inspection report and educated her before leaving. The day of the board meeting, November 16th, 2024, David Alive brought in proof of payment received by CNC for Frank McNally brought the account current into payment. The civil penalty for New York Barbershop is busy operating a shop without a current light. This case was before the new bar started in September 24th.
So that's where we're at. Okay, so these fines were assessed based on the current the situation at times, so what you're saying.
That is correct.
Okay. And we did this case 2 months ago.
November.
And we're here again because
you wanted to have his wife him to
oh we wanted to give him a chance to clean it out.
Yeah.
Okay, and he cleaned it up.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So, do you have other information you'd like to provide us about it?
I'm pleased that everything that needs to be said has been said, and that's for your deliberation.
All right. Any questions from the board or anybody involved in this thing?
We're good.
All right. So, can we let this guy go home?
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the finding of the facts and conclusions of the law.
All right.
Okay, I'll take a minute.
All right, a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, apparently that passed. All right, so we're through that. Now, where are we?
I'd like to make a motion to offer some bond agreement for $250. The shop value is 30 days, there's a 4 month here.
Okay. So, okay. Do we have a second for that? Okay, apparently I died. Do we have another motion? Are we clear on what we're trying to do? How about if we review what we're trying to accomplish so we have a way out of this? So on the paper as we see it, we see that in the previous presentation, there was an unlicensed operator and there was an unlicensed establishment, which is the reason for the fact that I'm there. Okay, so that's what's up. So if we would like to do that, we can do that. If we'd like to do something else, we can do that. Somebody wants to come up with something. Apparently, we didn't like $250.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would make a motion to provide a disciplinary letter of concern in response to violations.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Member Turrentine, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, by majority, we agree a disciplinary letter of concern seems like an adequate way to suspend your fingers. So we're going to issue you that. It'll come in the mail, and then it's in the game.
Thank you.
Other than we'd like to have come back and visit this because you're funded.
I appreciate that very much. I'll look forward to the next meeting.
Okay.
Without having a case.
There you go. It's a lot more fun. All right, well, keep up the good work. We appreciate you.
And happy New Year.
Good New Year to you. All right, next case up, 2024-00879, Lux Nails and Spa, Scottsdale, SCO at 34330, Lux Nails and Spa, Scottsdale, LLC is the owner. Timothy Lauder is the member. So our sticks, if you're on the phone, stand up if you're in the room. Star stick, if you're on the phone. And if we don't hear from you, then we move case number 2024-00879 to a formal hearing unless the party involved in that case can come to the plans.
Second that.
Second.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimously, that's what that is. Next case up, 2024-00731, Top Nails, SNT 20653, Allison Vu, 523-01029. Star sticks, if you're on the phone. Allison Vu. Hearing no response. I'm watching gavel fall. Then I move the case number 2024-00731. Move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved come into compliance before that.
I second that.
Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's where that case went. All right. Now we have call for public comment. Of the large crowd we have in the public out there, do either of you want to make a comment today? Being no compliant, we're taking that off the table. All right. No comment today. There. All right. And that brings us up to the last. Next to the last. Fun thing on our agenda. Review consideration talk box regarding Executive Director McGauley's annual performance review. Big trouble coming down again.
I'm sorry, sorry to interrupt you, Frank. I'm on the line for a case. Did I get past?
Who are you?
It's Brooke Preciado with Boss Shear Salon.
We're looking.
Okay.
I don't recognize that, but anyone else get? Yeah, what's the case number?
It's 2024-00721.
Have you already taken?
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe next month. We don't have.
Oh, did it get? I did send in the payment. I postmarked it with a money order. So should I still show up in February if I get a letter?
All right, ma'am, you actually negotiated your case, so you wouldn't be on the agenda for today.
Oh, cool. So okay, amazing. I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, you'll receive the follow-up paperwork once we process the payment and we sign the consent agreement and all of that. You'll receive follow-up after that.
Great. Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. In order to do this, I don't know whatever that is. You need to go into executive session because it's a personnel matter. So, and I have done it. Do I make a motion to do that? I think I do, don't I? Then make a motion, we go into executive session or discuss personal matters. Do I have a second for that?
And second back and to receive legal advice.
And receive legal advice from the best lawyer we could possibly get.
And would you like to include the executive to take minutes or would you like?
We need someone to take minutes. Where are we pointing towards? I don't say that didn't make sense to me, but I don't. All right, so we made that motion. That would be a better.
Brady for a second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone else? I was Brady. All right, so we're going to executive session now. Everyone else will need to vacate.
Well, actually, we can go to the. Marshall, Shane, Nick, and Trista, I have emailed the meeting information to join that executive session.
Okay.
Thank you.
For any other folks remaining on the line, this is Deputy Director Shepherd. We will mute the phone until we come back to adjourn for the day.
Do we do anything?
Here we have Marshall.
All right, I'm calling the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board back into order.
All right, so just for attendance perspective, let's run through that real quick. In the room, because this is the recording that we need. So in the room, we have Brandy, we have Gary, Brandon, we have Tracy. On the phone, we have
Chase.
Marshall, okay. Marshall is there.
Chase is here.
Yeah, sorry, Marshall. I missed you on that thing. I thought you had left. Okay. Or you may have been speaking and I thought you were someone else. So all those things are possible. I think it's just. All right, so we're back in session. And I make a motion that we move forward in consensus with the agreements that we came to in executive session regarding personnel matters.
Brady for a second.
Motion in second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, now we have one more important motion to make.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the January 17th meeting of the Arizona Barbering and Cosmetology Board.
Guzman Glover, second.
A motion in a second, all in favor, say amen.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you all.
Right, I told my staff, but the consensus was my last day, next Friday.
Yeah, that next.